Sunday morning, you are listening to Beat, and some great news to come out of AIMS, the Association of Irish Musical Societies. They announced the winners of their school's mentoring programme, and a Southeast school won big, and that is, of course, De La Salle, and they won for both Best Chorus for Les Mis and Best Overall Show. Joining me this morning is producer and choreographer Jennifer White, and then two of the students in the ensemble there, Cathal and Sean. You're all very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer, it's not just De La Salle, is that right?
No, it's not. So it's produced and ran by De La Salle. It's kind of an age-old tradition. And for years, it was only the, when it was boarders, it was all boys.
Okay.
And then they started slowly kind of introducing a couple of the girls' schools.
Brilliant.
And they invited them in to play, obviously, the female roles and being ensemble and so on. So it's a long tradition now where we invite some of the females from around Waterford to come and join us. It's great.
And if you're from Waterford, you know a De La Salle musical, don't
you? You would, yes.
It's quite iconic. And Brother Ben is the name behind
Yes. So it's been going 43, 44 years. I'll be corrected now when I go back. But yeah, it's going a long, long time. So I've been involved for the last 13 years.
Okay.
So kind of once you get in, you don't get out.
Yes, I can imagine. And with musicals in general.
Exactly.
And Cathal and Sean, you're both were in the musical, which was, Cathal?
Les Mis.
And had you heard of Les Mis before?
No, actually. I only got told by my friend Keane, who mentioned it. He gave me the rundown of it. It sounded fairly interesting.
Did you watch the movie or anything like that?
I did, and then I was told it wasn't the best movie representation.
And have you been in musicals before?
No, I've never touched musicals before. I remember watching one when I was younger. And that's about it. It was a Gangster Granny, like an adaptation of it.
Is that a musical?
It is now.
But I never really even looked at them.
And what about you, Sean?
I've never been in the musicals, but I've come to see some of the De La Salle shows we were brought in primary schools, and I really like them. So.
And is it mandatory in your class that you have to take part in the musical, or do you just decide to?
It's completely voluntary.
So what made you do it?
I really just wanted to push my comfort zone, meet new people, and it was just, if I didn't do it then, I never would have done it. So.
And did it live up to your expectations?
It was fantastic. It was absolutely great.
Yeah. And what about you, Cathal?
I thought it was a brilliant experience, meeting new people. It was genuinely brilliant. I kind of got pulled into it, but well worth it for anyone who's thinking of doing it. It's brilliant.
And then winning this AIMS, like, it's a big thing to win at AIMS. So is that a great surprise for you?
Personally, I never heard of AIMS before until I was told about like how big they are. And then it hit me how big Les Mis was to win those awards. I thought it was a brilliant thing.
So you won Best Chorus, which is G, basically. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were the ensemble. And then Best Overall Musical as well, Jennifer.
Yes.
What a massive thing to get.
I know. That was out over about 30 other schools in Ireland. So it was, to be honest with you, we put a lot of work. Les Mis is no mean feat. It's a massive show. And like even just set-wise and costume-wise alone, it's the biggest show I think we've ever done. And we've done some big ones. But so when we took it on, we were nervous. Myself, Jack Cunningham and Lindsay Pinkert kind of produced it. But it was very... it was difficult. It was. I'm sure they're being very nice today. I'm sure there were some days now where we were killing them and so on. But they were fantastic. They were unbelievable group students, and to take on that some adults couldn't do.
And what kind of time was involved? Like, did you get out of classes?
It started in the summer, and it was.
Oh, you had to go in during non-class time. Okay, that's dedication.
And in the evenings and some weekends.
Okay, so no free class time.
No, but there was some free class time when closer to the show.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, the week of the show. We give them a break that week.
And why Les Mis? What a one, as you said, it is no mean feat.
Well, we had done kind of, it's really difficult to find a school show that hasn't been done, or, and especially ours, we cater for the boys. And we want a show that is based around the lads, they can get the opportunity to play parts or even small parts. And we'd done a lot of the same ones, and we were kind of starting to repeat. And when it came around to this year, I particularly said, I really want to do something different. And I was like, I don't know, should we do it? And it was between that and another big show that we're keeping maybe for a different year.
Okay.
And we just kind of said, you know what, let's just do it. What's the worst that can happen?
Yeah. And then what happens in this sense? So some of the girls obviously audition as well. And then who did you have as the main cast?
So we had a lot of our own, because obviously it's male orientated. So we had, in all fairness, we had three six-year students playing three of the leads at the same time. So, and like, but everyone from the principals down to the ensemble, they were amazing. Even people backstage, like our students run our backstage. They do the shop lights, they do marketing, all that sort of stuff. So like, they were all brilliant. And it's just about handing over the reins and kind of going, right, it's your show now. And so, yeah, we had a really great, great group. We had Fred Kennedy, Max Philpott, Sam Marsden, Luke Brown, loads more. And even the lads, they would have been part of the Revolution Army. They're on all night.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. And it's a long musical as
It is. It is. It's not a short one. And, you know, quick changes. Like, only out of a show there myself last week. And I was like, oh my God, I'm wrecked. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now they have youth on their side.
Yeah. And do you get to do it again if you want to do it for the school? Or do you get to do it once? You can go back and do it again.
Yeah, you can do it as.
So will you do next year's, do you think? What year will you be in, Sean?
I'll be in fifth year next year.
So would you do it, do you think?
I might, yeah.
No.
No.
It's been hard
was
to guess.
Was there a lot of commitment to it?
There was a lot of work, yeah.
Okay,
A lot of late nights, which wouldn't really suit, but...
Yeah. And what about you, Cahill?
I've already signed up for it.
Our auditions are this Sunday.
Amazing.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Yeah. And do you have a celebration now that you've won the Ames School Awards?
So
what happens?
Well, we had our cast party straight afterwards.
Great.
And then we had a little celebration while they were on yesterday morning. Not expecting anything. So no, we are. So our trophies and awards are arriving next week, hopefully.
Brilliant.
So we're going to have a knife for the cast and hope for their parents.
Your own
as
mini
well.
Games.
Yeah, it's like, you know, and I was saying this to our principal, it's like, you know, people who are into sports, it's like our All-Ireland.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's as big as that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they deserve to be celebrated because they've worked so hard.
What do you think, as someone who's done like countless musicals yourself, what does it bring for people, especially young people? I know there's always so many arguments that there's nothing for young people to do if they're not interested in sports. So,
do you know what? I think it actually, like, you always find your place somewhere in a musical.
Mm.
Whether you want to play a part or you don't want to play a part, or backstage or hair, makeup, whatever it is. Sound, like our lads do lights as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they get training in loads of different areas. And especially for De La Salle, I kind of think it's a real whole school approach. And the whole school knows it's happening. Everyone's talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all get to come see it at some stage during the week.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's an area where people can feel like together. And they actually, they make new friends. You know, you're making friends with people from different years. You're making friends with people from different schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think musicals are the same.
Mm.
And it's all about, you know, enjoying the performance, but actually having fun as well.
And do you see people continue and then go maybe join a musical society outside of the school and then continue on with it?
Yeah, so I'd see myself, I'd know a lot of the students from being in musicals outside of school. And then this year we had a couple going into Calamity Jane that was on last week. And it's great to see them in it because they are taking it further. And some people are now, three of the lads who played the leads are hoping to go to CSM or do something in musical theatre next year, which is amazing.
That is amazing.
You know?
And it can be intimidating, can't it, a musical society? Because
100%.
A lot of the cases, it's people who've all grown up together.
Yeah. It is. It can be difficult because you're like, I don't know where I fit in or what I'll do. Or
where do I stand?
Where do I stand? Who do I talk to?
Yeah.
But like, do you know what I mean? I think the students think that only happens to students, but it happens to adults too. But you know, I think that depending on your group or whatever, most societies are very open and, you know, you just don't know it yourself till you get in it.
Exactly.
And then you end up being part of that group anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you were lucky that you knew. Did you know everyone in it, like in your own school?
Yeah, well, I knew most of the lads. Met a few new ones. I didn't know any of the girls, though.
Yeah, which is great to get to know people like that then. Yeah.
Just meeting new friends is really fun. We feel really welcomed with everyone. Like, no one really got excluded. You got integrated, like, no matter who you were, essentially. Or your talent even as well.
Yeah. And did you have a feeling, Sean, that you might win at Ames? Did you think you were, you know, was kind of, you did?
Well, it was very good. Like,
and well received.
Yeah. Great standards. Sold out, which was very, very promising.
Yeah,
so.
Always promising.
Yeah. And because there's so many shows on now, it's hard to sell out shows. And I know people say, oh, it's a school show, everyone goes. But there's so much on. And there's a lot of talent in the Southeast.
Yeah.
You know? One show's getting better than the other, like. And I actually think it's about us kind of celebrating each other and not pitting anything against each other. And I know Ames did, in a sense, do that.
And it's great to win an award.
It is, because I do think, in particular, every show they put their heart and soul into. But this was just so big
that
the fact they took it on and, you know, yeah. also build friendships and along the way, kind of really helped.
And learned a bit about what the French Revolution along
exactly.
the way
Exactly, helped
well.
For history too.
There you go. Well, listen, congratulations to you all. That is De La Salle. They are the AIMS, that is the Association of Irish Musical Societies, Schools Programme winners of Best Chorus, and then the big one, Best Overall Show for Les Mis this year. Looking forward to hearing what the show is next year.
Yes.
And Cathal, enjoy being in next year's yes. show as well. And Sean, I expect to see you on stage as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.